Hello and welcome to the Après. Hey! Do you know what? This is a very special edition. It's a question and answer episode, or I should say a Q&A episode, coming to you from our Log Cabin podcast studio.
Yep, we have had so many of your letters and whatnot, but we just actually haven't had enough time to go through them all. So we thought we would dedicate an entire episode just for your questions.
Yeah. Yes. And because we don't like Ollie very much, he's not allowed... No, he's not. He's dead. Real shame. We really like that guy. He's gone.
He was great.
No, he's actually... he's very ill. He's really ill, actually. He couldn't even answer the phone when we spoke to him. He
was proper lurgy.
Yeah, proper lurgy.
Should we crack on, though, without him? Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Well, absolutely. Welcome. Another week, another episode, and you find me beaming in live, virtually, via the podcast. You know what I mean. I'm in Flakow Winkle,
yeah?
Yeah,
that's
sehr gut.
Super good, yeah?
Yeah, it's sehr gut. Danke.
Hast du ein Vogel, yeah? That's all I know. What? Have you got a... where's your bird? How's your bird?
is that your German?
No, have you got a bird? Yeah.
Have you got a bird?
Oh no, this is my bird. Hast du ein Vogel? Yeah.
Have you got a bird?
And servus, because you will say that in the supermarkets there, don't you?
Servus. yeah. Do you know what? It's when I'm in Austria, I realise how rad this place is. They serve loads of bread, loads of cheese. The Wiener Schnitzels are incredible, and they do really good beer.
Do they still do the Wiener Schnitzel sandwich? You know, like it's just a full-blown, from the supermarket.
Carb delight.
Yeah.
In the Semmel.
Yes.
Wiener Schnitzel
yes.
mit Semmel. Yeah.
Danke. Is it good? Anyway, quickly tell me.
Yes, so I'm here for Spring Battle, which is a big contest which takes place. It's not part of the FIS calendar. It's run by a guy called Sepe, who is an old school snowboarder. So he likes to do things very kind of old school and snowboardy. So it's a completely different format to what you get at like an FIS contest. So they actually give the guys and girls, skiers and snowboarders, 3 days to qualify.
What? I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it's mega, because it means that the skiers and snowboarders are doing the very best run they possibly can.
So they get three days of riding the same features.
That's it, yeah. 3 days, and they lap with a filmer. And what they do is they film themselves, and once they feel like they've got their best run logged on film, they then upload the clips. They upload their clip to a special server where the judges sit, and they've just done it right now. The judges sit there and judge all the runs.
So do they say, this is the clip I want to upload? They only upload,
they just upload their one clip, their one submission, top to bottom run.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And it means that you're getting these insanely incredible clips.
Is it day three now then?
Day three just finished today. We've had the qualification, so the finals are now over the next 2 days. So they give them 2 days to put down their best run, but we take care of the filming. So we've got proper cameramen in now. We've got drones, racing drones.
Sick.
And we've got 2 days. Then we take the footage. The riders again say this is the run. They come and look at all the footage and they go, that's the run I want to put forward. The judges then judge those and score them, and then we reveal the winner on the live show on Friday night. You can watch it. So yeah, it's online this Friday. Currently this is Tuesday, the 5th of March as we record this. But yeah, it's going out live. Thursday night is the best 540 and rail contest show on Thursday the 7th. And then Friday the 8th.
Is this going to be out in time for people to... Yeah, so Friday, as long as they know it's Friday.
Yeah, Friday the 8th. Okay, and you'll still be able to watch it on YouTube anyway afterwards.
Yeah.
Watch back. But yours truly is hosting. I'm filling in for Henry Jackson, friend of the podcast.
Do we get to see your face, or is it all just
your voice? Oh, yeah, no, you'll
voice.
See my face, all right.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
You'll see my slightly bloated...
Have you got a replacement coat?
Stuffed face.
Or are you still just in a jumper?
No, I'm in my bonfire David Benedict coat from 1997.
Oh,
so.
But they'll love that. They'll be loving
it's back in fashion.
Yeah.
It's back in fashion.
It's okay. Back in fashion. So, yeah. Have you been? Have you all right?
Know what?
You've been okay.
I'm just wondering, I wonder what Ollie would have found this week underneath the chairlift. We'll never know.
My coat, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, of course. Yeah, no, I thought that was last week that you found your coat.
I know.
But anyway, it's good. I've been doing some runs. Sorry, I was just going to say, I've been doing some runs and getting a few sneaky runs in every day, which has been really good.
I've been doing some runs on the weekend.
What? You went snowboarding?
Yeah, in Bath, because it dumped with snow. It dumped on Saturday. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was so fun. I was feeding Wilbur at 5:50 a.m. in the morning, went back to go to bed, looked out the window, and I was so shocked, I actually gasped.
Is it like a scene from The Snowman?
Yes! I went, and Dan sat up and went, what? What is it? And I was like, oh, no, sorry. He goes, has it snowed? And I was like, yes. How did you know that?
Oh my God.
But yeah, it was beautiful. It was amazing. So then obviously I found it really hard to get back to sleep. And I was like, right, we've got to get up before it melts. Everyone's got to get their gear on. We're going for it. Yeah, so I've been shredding the slopes of Bath.
Oh my God. And where did you go? Just like your local golf course or something?
We're really close to like a really steep hill that we lots of, you know, people go to when it's when it does ever snow here. So we legged it over there. Wilbur, the girls, me and Dan took our snowboards, and both the girls and Dan and me all managed to go have a go on. We just shared the snowboards around. Yeah. It was so old school and fun. I cannot tell you.
Oh my God.
What was also hilarious is we then moved down a section to get to where everyone was doing the sledding, you know, like was all different types of sledges and toboggans.
Any plastic bags.
Yeah, knee boards. People were on knee, like these kind of things that you knee board on. And then I built a tiny little jump because I was like, right, come on, Lois, we're going off the jump now.
Yeah.
So we did a little jump. And then we saw that these guys had built a bigger jump and we were like, oh, what can we do? So we went over and we were like, if I gave you a go on my boyfriend's snowboard, could we have a go on your jump? It was like you do when you're a kid.
Amazing.
It was so funny. It was the whippiest, kickiest little jump ever. And we had the best time. It was just so unexpected.
Oh, that's wicked. Got back home soaking wet, yeah.
Absolutely drenched and covered in mud, because when we walked back through all the roads, it was just, we were so muddy and we looked like drowned rats. But I wouldn't change it. Totally
absolutely
made my day.
Love it.
Legs absolutely fucked.
Yeah, Lucy, I know that. Well, Lucy, I know, didn't get any snow, so they weren't sledging, but that's mad.
Oh, they just got
so
rain.
You've been snowboarding as well.
Yeah, so we've had a bit of powder. I don't know if you actually had powder. You haven't,
no,
have you?
No, I haven't, no.
Still hot?
You've won up to me.
Oh, anyway, look, sorry. We've got to get on. We've got to
get on. Let's crack on. Remember, we absolutely love it when you get in touch with your wintry questions, your stories or your general ponderings. Drop us an email over at theaprepod@gmail.com. Or if you're all modern and that, then you can use Instagram, which is Jenny.
It is at theaprepod. It's funny because I always think, I always think, is there more to it than that? I always announce it really like timidly. At the Apre Pod, there you go.
Ooh, exactly. Right then, here we go. Here's the first letter.
Hit me.
So, thank you again for all the letters. Keep them coming in. We'll do our best to get these answered properly. This says, afternoon to you all. Hopefully you are all well and working on another fine episode. Tick,
yes.
Anyhow, a few shows ago, Tim mentioned that he had a jacket which was 3 years old. And as I prepare my kit for a trip to Passo Tonale, Ponte di Legno at Easter, I think that must be in Italy. Sorry, Italy, I've just
did you nearly include Easter in the name?
That word, then. Yes, I did. Ponte di Legno at Easter. I was going to Ponte di Legno at Easter. It got me thinking, what is the oldest piece of kit you own and still use?
Ooh, okay.
I ask as I feel a bit backwards on the slope sometimes, because all of my kit is 18 years old, and wondering if I'm in a minority here or if anyone else is still rocking historic gear. Now, they've they've very kindly, I say they, Mike, yeah. and I'm going to call him out, Mike, 45 years of age, has very kindly listed his kit. So he's riding a 158 Ride Fleetwood and a 162.5. That's how old that one is. They were doing boards in half centimetre sizes back then. A Salomon sequence. He's using flow bindings and some Salomon bindings. And he's still got some Preston ones too. I mean, this will be going... I know all this because I used to work in a snowball shop.
Original
but this will be going,
flows, not the new ones. Yes. Original flows.
Yes. This is good. He's rocking Vans Fargo boas, which are now about 60% shoe goo.
What's shoe goo?
Shoe goo's the like stuff in a tube that like repairs the stuff
yes,
on you.
Oh yes, yeah.
And then gloves. He's rocking some Schoeller gauntlets from a clearance bin in Windermere for 28 quid.
What a
still
legend.
Going strong. He says, "All the best. Keep up the good work, Mike." Age 45. Dicky back. Dodgy knees. Prefers raclette. Oh,
he's been listening.
He's been listening.
Last lift, hashtag last lifts.
Well, I did a mental scan then as I was reading that.
Yeah, okay.
And I can tell you right now my oldest gear, if you want, straight away.
I could not do that. Oh, my God, really? Go on then.
It is, I have got some Helly Hansen thermal trousers.
Oh, because they're like your faves and they're really comfy.
Yeah.
That's weird because I was about to say that probably the oldest thing would be a set of thermals that you just can't give up, even though it got holey.
And I bought those when Lucy, my wife, now Lucy, came out to see me for the first time when we first started dating, and that was in 2006. So December 2006. So how old are they?
Right, before you say anything.
Go on.
Are they the ones that I think of you in black? Oh, no, that sounded rude. Oh my- I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, my God. Just for the avoidance of doubt, me and Jenny aren't having an affair, anyone. We're both happily married.
Are they black with the black and white stripes along the arms and the shoulder bits?
Oh, I know what you mean. No, they're not those ones. Yeah, okay. But they are black, though, and they've got grey. But they're like, when you stand there, and, like, if you suck your tummy in a bit, you look a little bit like Iron Man.
With your eyes, like, pinched a little bit. Yeah,
pinched clothes. But do you know what? I'm very lucky. I think I mentioned this before, and I think you're the same as me in the fact that we are lucky. We do get gifted free gear to use from our original sponsors from back when we used to be good snowboarders. And they're really kind to us. But I'm quite good at passing on. So a lot of my kit that's still good, if I get something new, I just pass it on. So,
yeah, well, I'll laugh because my mum turned up yesterday, day before, to come and stay for a couple of days, and she's rocking a Billabong Jenny Jones signature coat. And when you open up the coat, on the inside is my face.
Oh my God, get a picture of that for the Instagram.
Yeah, I will. And it's like signed. It's like got like a Jenny Jones autograph on it. But it's just hilarious because you open up the inside and she's just like, yeah, that's my daughter. But it's like so old. It's so old. I'll get a picture to you. But anyway, yeah. Like you said, a lot of stuff I've passed on or... Family, basically my entire family are like wearing lots of my older kit and then thermals. You know, it's not a shout, well, it is a shout out for Picture Clothing, but their thermal that I've got, which is not old enough yet to get rid of or anything, but when you do, it is 100% biodegradable. So when you bury it and starve it of like any kind of oxygen, so if you buried it, it would completely completely degrade.
Degrade,
is that right?
Yeah,
in the soil.
Oh,
isn't that
my
not amazing?
God. That is amazing.
Yeah. Anyway,
what's it made of?
Oh, dude, come on, don't ask me that off the bat.
Do you know what though? That I think you're absolutely right. Shout out to Picture Clothing.
Yeah.
They make a lot of coats actually from recycled bottles, don't they? Picture Clothing.
Yeah. But I suppose Mike is definitely winning on the oldest kit, isn't he?
I bet that 158 Ride Fleetwood is as flat as a witch's sleeve.
Like it started off camber and now it's like.
Yeah.
What? It's.
Shaped like a basin. Yeah, like... I'll tell you what, Mike, I've got... You're 45, same age as me. Oh, dicky back, dodgy knees, yeah. I mean, I've got a snowboard you can borrow if you want. I've got a 158 you can borrow to take away if you need a new snowboard. Hit me up on the DMs.
Hang on, because he will ask you for that, Tim.
Well, I'll lend it him. He can't have it, but I've got one he can borrow.
When's
he going to Easter?
I've got a borrow, yeah.
Mike, hit me up, man. I'll send you a snowboard. No, well, I won't send it, but if you want to meet around Birmingham area, I'll come and drive it to you.
In the car B75.
Yeah. B75, man.
At the service station.
Yeah. Anyway, he prefers raclette, actually, so probably not. Anyway, next letter. No, I'm joking. Right, come on, the next letter, Jenny. Let's go.
Okay, next letter. This is from Ali Kenworthy on Insta. Okay. Hi, team. Love the podcast. Yes, thank you. All the winter chat is getting me excited for my trip to Val d'Isère in a few weeks.
Hello.
It's dumping in Val d'Isère. I wanted to get in touch to talk about the lack of children's fiction books in the world of snowboarding and skiing. I had a daughter just over 2 years ago, and in readiness for preparing her to be the next Mia Brooks, I wanted to find some snowboarding themed books to read to her to get her interested. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot out there, so during my snowboard trip last year, I decided to write my own on Ali. I then asked my wife whether she wanted to team up and she could do the illustrations and bring the story to life. Oh my God, what a duo. Duo. 12 months later, we now have a short story for children that will hopefully inspire them to start making some tracks and get shredding.
Oh, no way.
This has been a great team effort, and I wondered if I could ask for a shameless plug on the pod.
Absolutely not.
I'd be happy to send Jenny a copy for Wilbur to test out first.
I've got three kids as well.
And they're older, so they would actually be able to read it and give some feedback.
Oh, absolutely, get one for Wilbur.
Wilbur will just eat the corners. He'll just eat the corners.
Yeah, literally chew it.
That is so rad. I would love a copy, please, Ali. I'd absolutely love one. There aren't any, is there? The only book I know is an avalanche safety book
with the dog.
Yeah.
Fjord, the dog.
Yes.
Fjord,
well
the
done.
Dog, because I met the lady.
Yeah, we met her at the ski show.
No. We did meet her at the ski show, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's the only
we've got the name. What's the
one?
Name of the book? Here we go. It says.
Have you found it?
Yeah, it's called Follow Me Into the Snow, and it's by Ali and Connie Kenworthy. Oh, that is wicked.
Oh, is this there? What? Okay. Because I was like, that doesn't ring any bells. I thought you meant the other one. Have you got it up on your screen?
I've got it up. I found it. You can get it on Amazon. I'm sure other bookstores will have it available.
That's very, very cool.
Do you know what? Jen, I'm going to do it because Ollie's dead. Link in the show notes. Let's put the link in the show notes for her. I've got it.
Totally.
I found it here. Yeah.
Totally.
All right, there you go. Follow Me Into the Snow. There you go. Ah, thanks for your letter, and good luck with the book sales. That's well good.
I forgot to say the end of her letter.
No,
thanks
you didn't.
So much in advance, and keep up the good work. Much love, Ali. And then right down the bottom, Follow Me Into the Snow. So I would have been able to read you the title. I'm sorry, Ali.
No,
blew it.
Love it.
Okay.
Next letter in. Here we go. I just wanted to share a story of the time I didn't get to ride my local dry slope with Travis Rice. My mates did. Oh, God, this is going to be good. June 2018. Travis stopped off in Cardiff while on a sailing trip. They had a down day, so of course he went to the local dry slope. It's Dendex too, the proper stuff. I mean, it's like David Beckham showing up at a five-a-side game and having a kickabout. I'll share the post. He goes on to say, "We didn't take our boards as it was the end of the season. We had a pretty packed schedule anyway. We went to a tiny ski hill, rented boards with a horribly narrow stance that couldn't be changed from a shipping container." Oh, they rented it from a shipping container. Adam had instant pot noodles and a plain cheese roll from the cafe. It was the end of the season, so slushy snow. There was maybe one or two chairlifts and a couple of drags. Very mellow terrain. It shouldn't have been good, yet it is still one of my favourite ever days on a snowboard. Thanks for the podcast. Keep them coming. And thanks for the invaluable Norway advice.
Firstly, let's just acknowledge the fact that he missed out on the Travis Rice. Dude.
That, gutted. I don't remember Travis Rice going to Cardiff dry slope.
Absolutely no. Nope, not at all. Why would he? While on a sailing trip?
I didn't even know Cardiff had a dry slope.
He must not have mentioned that at all. It must have not been advertised or anything. It literally was just, oh, look, here we go. I wonder if he could ride it. Because I think people are sometimes quite shocked because they find it quite hard, don't they, if they've never been on Dendex.
Oh, well, if you've snowboarded on snow and then you go to dry slope for the very first time, the very first turn you do, you fall over. It's like you've never 100%. Turned before. And 100%. Then you jam your thumb into the matting and you get a full Dendex thumb instantly. That's just what happens.
And if you're lucky, you don't break it, yeah?
And if you're lucky, you don't break it. Oh, I've seen it. It's just straight down. I've just found a picture of Cardiff dry slope. They've got a rail set with a massive down bar.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that wasn't there, though, when they were... Well, maybe they were. Maybe it was 2018. You said, didn't you? I think you did, yeah.
So go on then. Can we answer this question? What was your favourite memory of something that was unexpectedly good within snowboarding?
Oh, gosh, I need to think.
We were snowboarding in Vail. I was thinking then, and we were snowboarding Vail one day, and we were at the bottom of the lift, and Chris Akabusi was there. Remember Chris Akabusi?
The
old sprinter. Awooga. Was it that he used to do, whatever he did?
Mate, he basically
was like, do you mind if I come snowboarding with you, lads? And that was it. And we just went for a day snowboarding with Chris Akabusi.
No.
Yeah, this was in 1997. He'd not long finished sprinting. And we absolutely ruined him. We took him through the trees and everything. He was a right legend.
Did he love it?
Yeah, he absolutely loved it.
That's a bit like when it wasn't unexpected, I suppose, because he was on The Jump and I was helping to teach people. You know, remember that show, The Jump? And they were snowboarding on it one year. I think it was only on one year because everyone was getting
everyone
hurt
got
doing
hurt
snowboarding.
So badly,
but he, oh my God, why have I totally had a mind blank? Come on, I can do this. Rugby player.
Johnny Wilkinson.
I love that I've just said rugby player. Old
He's
school.
Probably not even a rugby player.
No, he was on was The he? Jump.
Thingy Thomas. The Welsh guy. The gay guy. The massive dude. Looks like the mountain out of...
Absolutely
no,
not
him.
But he has been on it, I think.
Rugby player. The guy married to Charlotte Church.
This will
with the spiky hair, spiky black hair.
This will explain it.
What is this? Go on.
Anyway, the rugby player.
It's not
even
going to be a rugby player, is it?
It is. But he's like, Jenny, can you come snowboarding with me on my day off? Because he loves it so much. So he'd been learning it for the jump. And I was like, and he's like, do you mind if my wife comes too? And I was like, yeah, that's totally fine. Like, I'll come. But can she ski or snowboard? Is she like, is she any good? And I didn't realise that his wife was Zara Phillips. And I was like, so who am I?
Mike Tindall. I love how you forgot Mike Tindall.
I completely forgot Mike's name. I cannot believe that. That is really embarrassing. But anyway, so I took Mike Tindall.
Is your wife any good? Can she ski? Well, the Queen taught her to ski.
Oh, my
so...
God. I know. I
God,
turned
you
up.
Went skiing
it wasn't
with royalty.
Until I turned up the next morning and to meet them to go snowboarding. I was like, hi, Zara. Like,
hi, Zara Phillips.
I know.
So is it just you two and the 12 security detail?
I kept looking over my shoulder, like, where are they? Where are they? None. There were none of them.
None.
I tell you what, they can go like the clappers. She's really good at skiing, Zara.
Is she?
Yeah, bombing it behind us. I mean, and Tindall, brilliant. At snowboarding, like, well, for speed wise, but
have I never heard that story before that you went skiing with royalty?
And she would talk, it was funny because she'd talk about stuff and she'd be like, well, granny, my granny, and I'd be like, what?
Oh my god,
the Queen.
No way.
And we were chatting. Yeah, it was so much. We had a really fun day, like, just running about. And then we met up with some of the other jump crew. And, whew, those two can drink for Britain.
All right, leave it there.
Yeah.
Don't get the podcast taken off air because you're slandering the royal family.
No, but they were good. Anyway, so
no,
yeah.
I'm joking.
I suppose I'll just make, I will make that my unexpectedly fun day.
Love that.
There you go.
Love that.
Used up chat time.
Yeah, and we've had the picture from Adam. He's standing there,
look!
right next to Travis Rice. There he is, Trav, with his erect nipples.
That's exactly what I just saw.
And yeah,
that's. I suppose not everyone will know this, but there's a very good snowboarder called James Stenterford, who is also renowned for his very erect nipples like that always stick out through his thermals. Sorry,
he's got massive. He's got like pig nipples. When pigs see Stenford's nipples, they
get jealous
a little bit. Yeah, they get jealous. They're like, oh, maybe get some milk off that. Right, next letter. Here we go. Wiggo here, long time listener. He says, first time caller. Just wanted to say a massive thank you to you three, Ollie. He's dead. For all of you making me laugh and smile when I work late evenings. Always look forward to a new episode, and you guys help me to get through work. Oh, you're more than welcome, Tim. Oh, hang on. Tim, we've met a couple of times. Got chatting to you at the bar at the Brits last year. Jesus, did I offend him. And again at the Tamlands Red Bull event. We were sleeping in the car park that night and you very kindly invited us to stay on your drive. But we decided... But we decided our crazy Springer Spaniel wouldn't get on with your cats. Please keep the pod going. Thanks again, guys. Wiggo. Oh, I did. Well, because they were staying on the car park in their van. And I went, just come back to mine. Park it on the drive and at least you can have a cup of tea in the morning and plug it in.
No. They said no. They turned you down.
They turned me down. I mean, come on. If someone straight away that you've just met offers to go back to your house, you think they're going to kill you, don't you? You think they're like... He obviously wants something more.
Yeah.
That's probably what they thought.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Me.
They're like, he's going to. Yeah, I'm not even going to suggest what I think. But hey, he said, guys, help me get through work. Did he say what his job was then? Why is he not like his job if it's to.
Doesn't say. Works late in the evenings.
Could be
anything.
Can we put our guesses in? Yeah. I think maybe security guard. Are they allowed to listen to podcasts, though, if they're being security guards? Probably not.
They've got to do security, haven't they? What if he's a night porter in a hospital pushing dead bodies around?
Oh, say hi to Ollie for us.
Say hi to Ollie.
Sorry.
Pushing Ollie's body around.
Stop it. I feel bad. I know. Right, Ollie, I hope Ollie's getting better soon. I really do.
Well, the offer's still there. If you want to come and park on the drive, Wiggo, you are more than welcome. But maybe don't bring the Springer Spaniel. Because he probably wouldn't get on with the cats.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really nice. Remember, everyone else, all of you, do get in touch with us. The address is theaprespod, theaprespod, theaprespod@gmail.com, or sling us a note over on Instagram and a little voice note. We're happy to take voice notes.
Hey, I was just thinking, I'm never going to get Mike Tindall on now, am I, after forgetting his name? If I had,
let's hope he's not a listener.
Of getting him on the podcast, let's get Tindall on this one.
Oh my God, please, can you get Mike Tindall on the podcast?
I'm going to definitely try. I will try. I can't say yes because I'm going to try. Hey, tell me this. You're going to wake up in the morning and go snowboarding. I'm definitely excited. It's making me excited because I am going on Saturday.
Where are you going Saturday?
I'm heading out for a workshop and it is, people, snow warning, it is snowing in the mountains.
Oh my God, it really is. If you're heading to northern Italy, it is absolutely puked down there. And I'm not sure if you've seen what's going on as well over in the Palisades, over in the Tahoe and all that kind of north region of California as well, but it's absolutely puked.
Is it? I haven't seen that. Oh, I'm going to go and look at that.
They've got some. They've got some heavy, heavy snowfall. Let's
not
just take a very quick look.
Natural selection. Not long till natural selection.
No, I know we've got natural selection. We've got loads coming up.
Here we go.
I'm having a very quick look at our friends over at snowforecast.com. They're saying. The snow roundup is looking very good. Yeah, the focus of world snowfall has finally switched to the Alps for the first time in 2024 as temperatures have dropped, the heavens have opened, and there was the long-awaited heavy snowfall with some centres posting up to 2 feet in 24 hours. Where, I hear you ask, well, the biggest falls reported in Switzerland. We've got wider area of snow falling throughout the Pyrenees. Gary Greenshields, friend of the podcast, old-time friend of mine and Jenny's, he actually shreds down in the Pyrenees, and he said it's had loads of snow down there.
Do your safety, do your checks, wait till it's settled and all,
Yeah, well,
serious
basically...
that was.
Well, we'll get the serious bit out of the way in a second, because let me tell you... Kitzsteinhorn, Solden, Bad Kirkenheim, they've all had way over 40 centimetres of snow. Paddy Graham will probably get in touch to tell us how the southeast corner of Switzerland is. Just having a quick look. Lax has had loads. Verbier's had loads. Le Menuire, we mentioned
lower
that place,
as well,
didn't
as,
we?
As in, like, the snow line is much lower than it was, like, for the last dump of snow. So that's so... very, very positive. People are like breathing a sigh of relief, aren't they, in the mountains?
Le Menuire has reported 75 centimetres. That's nearly a metre of snowfall on the higher slopes on last Friday and Saturday. So absolutely puking. As I said, Italy as well, lots of heavy snow there. So, yeah, if you are off out, it's looking like it could be very good for
like
you.
Like a whoop, whoop. Oh. Whoop, whoop. Hey, also... don't forget, Tim, I just was thinking, we've got to let people know, we have a very, very exciting guest on the way, haven't we?
A big guest.
In the next coming weeks. So make sure you subscribe and be sure not to miss that episode. Obviously, we haven't done it quite yet. It's coming this way. But spread the word.
It's such a big guest. I just interrupt you. It's such a big guest that Ollie has actually prepped for it. Like, he's written down questions and everything. This guest is big time. This guest is on the ABCD list of celebrities. He's a solid B+. Maybe even A.
Okay, even A. Yeah, that's a big one, Tim, to say that. That means we need to spread the word. Tell everyone about the podcast. It's coming, Tim. Got to tell everyone
really
about
is.
The podcast.
It really is. Worth noting, they don't really have too much to do with snowboarding. This person, this celebrity guest.
Are you
but
giving
it's a
people like drip feeding some clues
I am.
Now?
I am. So listen, Jenny, you and all the last hashtag last lifters. thanks for listening. We love you loads. Hope you've enjoyed this little slightly different episode. And actually, jokes aside.
Please subscribe. We love a subscription.
We do.
Please subscribe. It helps us.
We'll get in touch with Ollie and make sure he's not dead. He's going to be absolutely fine, by the way.
We're excited to have him back.
Yeah.
Aren't we, Timo?
We are indeed. But Jenny, have an amazing time Saturday. I'll speak to you from the Alps. I'm going snowboarding tomorrow. I think the weather's going to be bad, but it is on for Thursday and Friday. Oh, yeah, and last little push for this. If you're listening before Thursday and Friday, the 6th and 7th, no, 7th and 8th, excuse me, Thursday the 7th, Friday the 8th, Spring Battle. Get it on. Have a Google on YouTube. I'll put it in the show notes as well, a little link to it, and you can watch. It's going to be good.
Love you. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.